Scientists are going to war against an invasive insect that is decimating the ash tree population in central and northern New York by using one of its natural predators. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, some tiny wasps might not stop the infestation of the emerald ash borer in its tracks, but may help deal with these kinds of things in the future.
SUNY ESF graduate Mike Jones spends a lot of his time scraping the bark off dead ash trees. And occasionally, he'll find a plump emerald ash borer larva.
Here's one that survived.
These trees may hold the key to why some of the different kinds of parasitic wasps that eat the beetles don't do well in colder climes like central New York. So he's growing wasps to try to find the best fit for upstate New York, feeding them larvae and watching them work.
The female, when she stabs the larva, she paralyzes it and then lays her eggs on the larva. And then the eggs hatch and consume it alive.
As a biologic strategy to defeat the tree-killing bug since 2007, four species of predator wasps have been released in 22 out of 27 states infested with EAB. They were released last summer in central New York. Some didn't make it through winter. So Jones is studying which kind of species will do best here. He admits the wasps won't stop the invasion that's ultimately going to kill all the ash trees in central New York that aren't treated with pesticides.
Where they come in really important is after that initial wave of emerald ash borer passes through and you have high ash mortality, there's still lingering ash that survived. There's still going to be ash that's regenerating, which will become susceptible later to the emerald ash borer.
And fine-tuning the attack wasps that are a natural predator to the EAB in China will also help scientists who have to deal with the next invasive species that comes to American shores.
It's not if the next invasion happens, it's when, right? With as much trade as we do, we're getting stuff all the time from other parts of the world. And every once in a while, one of them's going to establish and do something like this.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.